Raven, grab your phone.
Okay.
Go to the internet. Ask Google how to. And what pops up for you?
Correct people on your name.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is how to relieve holiday stress.
Wow.
Yeah.
How to clean spin down sediment filter.
How to get out of political conversations.
How to get rid of fruit flies.
How to watch The Americans.
How to delete an Instagram account.
How to lose weight fast.
Oh, that was like number seven on mine too, though.
That's so funny.
It's number six on mine. What number is it on yours?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, we were almost 20.
I know. So Google released the list of what Americans ask how to the most over the last year.
Sure.
How to pronounce Dogecoin.
Okay.
To buy Dogecoin went hand in hand with that.
Wow, that's up near the top, huh?
Yeah. How to make TikTok pasta. Remember how the TikTok pasta was a big deal with the feta and the tomatoes? Yeah. How to move forward. Oh, that's interesting.
It sounds sad.
It does sound sad. You want to talk about sad? How to not be lonely.
Oh my gosh. That's the number four, like, most searched.
Oh, my goodness.
We should stop having people if there's that many lonely people out there.
Well, I think the pandemic, it's like, you know, 2020 and 2021 were very similar in the ways that, like, you spent a lot of time on your own.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And that either made you better or worse.
Yeah. How to be eligible for a stimulus check was also up there. I think Raven Googled that every day, like starting on day one when he knew that was a real thing.
Well, that's better than how to commit fraud
right.
to get your stimulus check.
How to be more attractive? I mean, you just have to be born that way, I guess. Right? It's so funny, like the things that your search engine says about you. Like, when you pull it up and you look, like, you're, it says a lot about a person.
For the most part, most people would never want their search history to actually be published, right? Mm-hmm. Because we ask a lot of innocent questions when we're alone, mm-hmm. but we also ask a lot of straight up curiosity questions. If you take those questions out of the context, they're terrible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know. I search a lot of things that if somebody went through my phone, they'd be like, she should be in jail.
Right.
You know?
Committed. Yes.
One of the top trending things of 2021 was how to be a good kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens when I search it.
What does it have for advice?
Keep your lips moisturized.
Okay.
Avoid pungent foods before a kiss.
All right.
Have mints on hand. Follow your partner's lead. Remember that there's more to kissing than just the lips. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means the tongue, stupid.
Oh, what? Are you sure? No, I thought maybe your hands? Like, what are you going to do with your hands?
Wow,
what are you going to do with your hands when you kiss your wife? What do I do with my hands?
Now you're talking about second base.
All right. Yeah.
Relax.
All right. There's a lot of holiday classics. Polar Express, The Night Before Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But as a team, the Anna and Raven team, we're writing a holiday classic story that will last for generations to come.
At least till the end of the week.
Right. The name of our story is Christmas on a Crate. Every day this week, we've added a new chapter. So everybody's responsible to adding to the story. So it starts with me. Yesterday, producer John did his part. And today, producer Sean, you're going to be taking over for chapter 3, which I'm excited to see where it goes. Are you ready for the story in its entirety?
I'm kind of terrified, if I can just be honest. But yes, I'm completely ready.
Christmas is on a crate. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and Javier was in a panic. He waited anxiously in bed until he knew that his wife was sound asleep. And he creeped out of bed, and he walked down the stairs. The stairs were old and creaky. He hoped he wouldn't wake his wife up. But here's the thing. He had asked his wife what she wanted for Christmas, and there was only one thing that she had asked for. And he found it. He found it online. Of course, he had ordered it weeks ago, but it was on a shady website, and it had not yet arrived. He turned his computer on.
You've got mail.
And then he could not believe the email that he saw. The email read in broken English that the item was stuck at sea somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Producer John, take it away for chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Javier was distraught. How was he ever going to get his wife the gift on time? Up in the clear night sky, there was a bright, shining star. So Javier made a wish. He wished that somewhere, somehow, his wife's gift would magically appear at his home by Christmas time. As Javier made his wish, somewhere out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the box containing his wife's gift began to shake until suddenly the top of the box popped open. End of chapter two.
All right, producer Sean, we're ready for chapter three. Let's do it.
Chapter three. Suddenly, the gift Javier had bought his wife floated out of the box and up into Santa's lowrider sleigh. It was old Saint Nick and his Christmas magic, helping Javier ensure his gift would reach his wife in time for Christmas because Santa knew Javier couldn't spend another night on the living room couch for forgetting his wife's gift. Plus, Santa thought it was a good reason to test out his brand new 2022 reindeerless model sleigh.
It's got a hammy.
Santa was in a mad dash to make it to Javier's house in time to place his wife's gift under the tree.
Skrr, skrr!
But Santa had one last obstacle to overcome. End of chapter three.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of pressure on me. So, all right, can I just be real?
Well, that's why you're the last chapter of the book, Raven.
I got to get it all the way from the docks to the house and make everybody happy here at the end of the year.
And say what this gift is. We don't know what the perfect gift is that he ordered from China.
Oh, my God. Can you see the sweat on my forehead?
Oh, my God.
This is not fair.
All right, tomorrow, our classic Christmas story wraps up with Raven's chapter four.
I feel like we need like three more chapters.
What's your porch pirate story? 1-800-330-9999. This is the time of year where it's rampant. These people just show up. They run on your front stoop. They grab your packages and they're gone.
Hi there, Anna. There be no lower life form than the porch pirate.
It's true. So how can you combat this and keep your packages safe, especially when you need them for the holidays? Here are three tips. One.
When you order something online, keep tabs on delivery. Check the shipping company's website or use a free service such as FedEx Delivery Manager or UPS's My Choice that lets you track, hold, or even reroute packages.
I have found that a lot of these companies have gotten so good with the shipping notifications lately. It's almost to the point where like I don't even know what I ordered. And I'm getting, like, FedEx, like, text messages saying it's on the way. And then I get excited, like it's for me or something like
that. I am having the exact opposite experience.
Oh, really?
Lately, where FedEx, everybody, they'll lie right to my face.
Oh.
They will send me anything in an email and tell me it's coming. And all the time, the number shifts. My wife ordered jeans, like, 3 weeks ago. They haven't moved. They have not moved. The shipping label was created. They have not moved.
Oh,
I hear
so
about
funny.
It every day.
Huh.
It's terrible.
If you don't think you'll be home to retrieve a package, choose an alternative pickup location. Amazon, FedEx, and UPS have pickup options around the country, including popular retail stores.
This seems so logical, except you forget one thing, is that we're so lazy that we don't want to do it.
There's not a single person willing to do it.
I mean, all I think about is like, yeah, that makes so much sense, but I can just be in my pajamas at home and you bring it to me.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
If you are leaving town, you can ask the U.S. Postal Service to hold your packages and other mail by using its free hold mail service.
You know, I forgot about that. I used to do it whenever I go on vacation. I would just go online. I'd go to their website and I would put my mail on hold for a week.
Yeah.
And it was no big deal. I don't know why I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? This is when if you leave a little something for your postal carrier around the holidays, like these things make life easier. I'm just going to say, I was talking about this with a friend the other day. They were like, I never tip my mail worker. I said, you know what? And how many times have you had to go for a certified letter or something? Not me. My guy brings it back. Mm. He circles back around. He looks out for me.
Yeah. But everybody's got these stories about the porch pirates and what happened to you. What's your story? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
So I had someone steal a giant box filled with my protein powders off, you know, by my front door. Like, they took the big box and it's just protein powder. So I just don't understand what someone's going to do with this protein powder.
I wonder that all the time because I order a lot of nonsense from Amazon, like ice packs, like random books for my daughter's school, nonsense things, you know? And I'm like wondering if somebody steals that, like, what are you going to do with that? You're just going to throw it away? Do they just have to keep? It's like playing the lottery. You never know, like, when you're going to hit big or when you're going to get Band-Aids.
I think a lot of it, though, they do the resale thing, right?
Yeah.
So there's a protein powder market out there. They got your protein powder.
Protein powder,
they are expensive.
They're expensive. Right.
So.
Somebody
say
is
that.
Jacking up right now with your protein powder. They're going crazy with it.
Yeah. porch pirates. I feel like that's all you see lately. Videos of the Ring cameras catching them stealing your packages. But do they actually ever even get arrested?
Ah, they're the scourge of the neighborhood, Anna. And you know what I see on my Ring camera?
Yeah.
The sea.
Okay.
Where they arrive and then they steal my package. You get it. That's my pirate voice.
One time I thought one of my packages got stolen. But actually my neighbor went and got it for me because she was afraid somebody was going to steal it. And then, like, she didn't tell me until, like, 4 hours later. I was like, okay, thank you.
A likely story. While she checked and saw whether or not she thought the package was worthwhile keeping.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your porch pirate story?
So two of my friends got married 2 years ago, and they went on their honeymoon, and all of their items had been delivered onto their porch. All their wedding gifts had been delivered onto their porch, and they saw on their Ring camera that some creep just came up, took all of the wedding presents and drove away, and they never got them.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
While they were on their honeymoon.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. You got to have somebody lock that stuff up for if you're going to be gone that long a time, right? Because after like 2 days of newspapers, I figure whoever's inside is dead. I'm not somebody that would ever be the porch pirate or anything like that. However, if you're dead inside,
okay,
then, I mean, what's the harm?
Yep.
These packages are just going to go to waste, all right?
I mean, seriously,
I mean, if it's that many days, somebody's definitely, I might grab the packages and then call for a welfare check.
Okay.
I did what I could to help you out, right? It's a two-way street.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is your porch pirate story?
So I had a big package in a box, and they left a note on my front porch that says, "I stole your box." Nothing more, like no explanation, nothing. And I was like thinking in my head, like, are they moving? Like, but why did they take my package? Like, I actually needed that. But I guess they just really needed the box.
I think they were saying they stole your stuff. That's what right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got your stuff.
Okay. I got your stuff.
I'm enjoying your stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh.
She thought they were moving and needed boxes.
Right. Sorry.
Who knows?
Sorry, I'll be back with your products here after. I just really need the box.
They're a hot commodity over here in the city. You can find them in the dumpsters.
All right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your porch pirate story?
I was out and I got a notification on my door camera. And I saw an Amazon guy there. So I was like, okay, I guess my package is arrived. And when I get home, the package that I had on the porch from earlier was not there. This guy had taken my stuff that was already there and left an empty box. And then I go back and I look at the video, and this guy had been totally dressed up in a fake Amazon outfit, or either that or he got fired from Amazon and then just started doing this racket on his own.
That's interesting. Smart. So he faked you out.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
Some things just drive you crazy. We know it's kind of mean, but you need a place to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. That's all I need to know about you.
Every once in a while, Anna, I love to do breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I love it. When the breakfast for dinner day rolls around, I know that. Here's the thing. When it comes to breakfast rules, you know, if you go and you regularly have breakfast, you may enjoy it, but you can't really load up. But if you're having it for dinner, people are like, well, you need all your stuff, right? You need all your calories, all your protein, so I load up. My grandparents-in-law over yesterday, and we were doing this. I'm just going to say that if you like your home fries soft and not crunchy, or if you put ketchup on steak, this goes with the same thing, that's all I need to know about you.
I agree.
Ketchup doesn't belong on eggs, it doesn't belong on steak, and home fries should be crunchy, and there's no two ways about it.
You know what's funny that you bring that up? Is that when I order my breakfast foods, like if I go to the diner and I order like an omelet with home fries, I order it all well done. I want my omelet well done. I want my home fries well done. But if I go to a good steakhouse, it's got to be medium rare and bloody inside.
Yeah, because you trust them in a different way, right? And you think that the cut of meat is going to be different too. What kind of home fries do you prefer? Is it the little blocks or is it the shredded stuff?
I've never really turned home fries away.
Right.
Any form that they come in, I found a way to shove them down my throat. But I agree with you. If they're soft, it's easier for me to feed them to my husband.
Oh, yeah.
They're
soft,
have them.
Limp home fries.
Yeah.
I'm not down for that
that at all.
I mean,
it's
who
disgusting.
Asked that? Who's like, can I have some half raw hash brown on the side?
The first thing I asked was, Pop, do you have your teeth with you? You know, because if you don't, okay, that's one thing. I'll give it to you. You can gum it up if you want to. Disgusting. I don't want to see it. But, mm-hmm. you know, that would make more sense.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you buy everything on the kids' Amazon wish list and leave nothing else for anybody else to buy, then that's all I need to know about you.
That's me. I'm the favorite aunt that does that. The minute my sister posts something on the kids' Amazon wish list,
you go on there and buy it all.
All of it. I just like, because it's so hard to figure out what everybody wants. So the minute I have an inkling that this is what they've chosen, I just buy it.
But they have a list so that it can be spread out amongst all you.
And they should put more stuff on the list.
What?
I don't know what you want from me. My mom gets so mad. She's like, you got to give me something to give.
Right.
Nope. You're on your own, Mom. Figure
wow.
it out. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're over 25 years old and you still go to SantaCon, that's all I need to know about you.
What is the right cutoff for that?
Two exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you work or are employed as a Santa. Mm-hmm. This is your date mm-hmm. to get out and get wild and blend in mm-hmm. amongst the masses of the younger type.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're invited by your Santa-wearing son, and you are also a Santa and have done it before. It's a generational thing. The only two exceptions I'm going to go for.
I mean, neither of those even make sense.
I mean, if you're employed, you know, the whole day is a write-off.
Everybody loves the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but do you even know where it comes from? Where did Rudolph come from with his red, shiny nose, right? So we asked a bunch of kids. Producer John hit the streets, and this is what they said.
Can you tell me the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, yeah. So Santa's reindeers had a red nose, and they were glowing. And then they collapsed, so the red nose couldn't glow anymore. And that's all I know.
Wait a minute. So the red nose lost its power at some point?
Yeah, it crashed. It crashed, and it's like a headlight. And it just went out. It's like when you see the one car behind you on the highway, you only see one light coming at you. You're not sure if it's a motorcycle or some kind of demon.
Yeah.
Just Rudolph. About to go out.
Yeah, I just watched Rudolph again the other day. You know, it hasn't aged well, just so you know. Santa, you know, Rudolph's dad, everybody, kind of a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
So, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they weren't, like, teasing him until I think this one deer actually liked him. So then, like, I think a few days later, he did something Santa, like, wanted him to do something. And then, like, everybody was like, wow, you should have not bullied him.
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
It should have been nice. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
He met a hot other deer, right? And then once he started dating her, other people accepted him. And Santa was like, yo, run to the store for me. Go get this. And then when he got back, everybody was like, no, he's cool now.
They were like, wow.
We shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you tell me the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go.
Had a little funny nose.
What?
That's how I know. I don't really sing it that much.
That's great.
Had a little. What did she say?
Had a little funny nose.
Had a little funny nose.
Well, she's paraphrasing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was waiting for somebody to sing.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, it's all about there's a little reindeer named Rudolph. He has a little red nose and it glows red. I'm like, oh, look at that cute little thing. And my mom's like, look at that reindeer.
That's what happens, right?
That kid will tell you anything.
Yeah.
That kid right there has got a future in politics.
100%.
Can you tell me the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Once upon a time, there was an old man living with him. Then the old man was happy. Then a man took pictures.
Wait a minute, what?
There was an old man that was living with Rudolph, and then he was happy, and then he took pictures. No, we need to have a conversation. Okay.
Getting out of here.
Yeah.
Let's call some sort of mandatory reporting agency,
yes,
please, at this point.
Ho, 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 ho! there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Yeah, Santa, he asks us every year. He needs some help, but there's a lot of kids out there. He needs to know who's been naughty and who's been nice because his elves are so hard at work.
I mean, I don't care what industry you're in this year. Staffing has been difficult.
Right. Santa tip line, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for Santa Claus. You let him know, again, who's been good, who's been bad. It's 833-431-0905. Let's check those voicemail.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, Santa. This is Michael again. I'm calling you with good news. Quentin has really straightened out the last couple weeks, and I think we can put him back on the nice list. And he understands that if he goes back to misbehaving, that he'll be on the naughty list for the entire year, and he'll miss this Christmas and next Christmas, maybe. But for the time being, he's been really good. He's really turned his behavior around. So please put him back on the nice list so you can come visit him this week. Thank you. Bye, Santa.
Wow.
Wow. First of all, Quentin, I'm so proud of you because there was a time where we didn't think you were going to make it. I mean, I understand at this point that it's still up in the air. You still have like a week left or so. But I am really relieved because it didn't look good for a long time for Quentin.
When your parent threatens not only the upcoming holiday,
but the next holiday.
Yeah. And you're at, when you're 3, 4, or 5 years old, like you can't even conceptualize. Like that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So clearly things weren't going very well.
Quentin, he figured it out.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, Santa. This is Grandpa calling. I'm calling about my granddaughter, Riley. She seems to think she has me wrapped around her finger and that I could buy her whatever she wishes. And the funny part is, even when I'm alone at stores, I hear her subconsciously telling me, buy me that, get me that, I want that. And unfortunately, I end up doing it. So let's put her on the naughty list, please. Thank you.
So you want Santa to put your granddaughter on the naughty list to protect you from yourself?
I mean,
and doing the self-fulfilling prophecy, which is she told you, Grandpa, you know you're going to buy me anything that I want. And then you're going to do it. Don't put Santa in that spot.
I have a few thoughts on this. One, you're a grandpa.
Right.
You're going to buy her anything she wants.
Everything
she wants. Like,
probably
that's your
two
job.
Of them.
That's your job as grandpa.
Yeah.
And it's her fault that you hear her voice in your head when she's not there at the store.
But
that seems like maybe we should seek additional help.
Message received yesterday.
I'm actually calling for my brother, Antonio. I think he's been pretty nice this year. He's came a long way, and he really stuck to his goals. And he is just doing good things this year. And I think he's definitely on your top nice list. He definitely deserves a great comeback gift of the year.
Wow. I mean, Antonio, huh? It's on the work release program and everything is going great, I guess.
I'm so glad you said that because the first thing I thought was like, am I the only one that thinks Antonio is 35 years old and just got out of jail? Right?
You know what? If he's doing, you know what? If he's doing good, he's doing good.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
And that's really all that matters.
You want to call the Santa tip line, too? It's 833-431-0905.
Good for you, Antonio.
833-431-0905. Last night, the season finale of The Masked Singer. And I'm warning you right now, there's a massive spoiler. Because joining us, it's the winner, Jewel.
Thank you. I have to know, does your son know that you were doing this the whole time? Like, how do you hide it from your child?
I did not hide it from my child. My son knew. He was in her circle, for sure.
And like, what did he think? Like watching mom every week and knowing that he had a secret. Like, I feel like my kids would immediately just blab it to the entire world.
They would have blown it.
Right. They'd raise their hands in class and it would have been the end of it.
I think my son has practiced for kind of a semi-questionably tragic reason.
You know, it's funny, I do think it's challenging with the kids because the costumes, the avatar-ish type angle of Masked Singer, it's so exciting. It's fun, right? And everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But the family kind of watches together too. So the kids get really fired up. But who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's really fun. Like Kay saw me designing my costume and I had been drawing this heart, this sort of one-eyed heart. So when the show came along, he saw me kind of turning that design into a costume and picking my songs, and it's just really fun to share that whole process with them.
Do you know who the other contestants are during the show?
You do not. They are incredibly skilled at keeping everybody separated. So you have no idea what you're up against, what anybody else is doing, you know?
Did you find the experience of, like, you know, that behind the curtain or behind the mask performing, was it freeing for you? Was it no different at all? Was it fun? Was it terrible? What was that like?
I loved it. You know, I'm from Alaska, so hair and makeup were always the most difficult part of my job. Mm. I'm so lucky that I was like came up in the 90s with grunge because it wasn't a huge priority. But Sia definitely has life figured out. I loved being, you just got to do my job. I got to really just focus on singing and being emotionally charged in my performances and showing skill. The difficult part was you can't see anything. Like, I don't know how those other people dance because I could barely walk in mine.
So Jewel, so Queen of Hearts now, so, and there's an EP available too, right? Everybody can, all the songs that they love from the show, they're going to be able to get those now too, right?
Yeah, when I started the show, I didn't think I would record any of these songs, but as it was going, I enjoyed these. Like, I've really worked on those arrangements and really worked with their music producer to arrange them. And I just loved them. I loved doing it, and I wanted to have them where they lived forever.
Were any of the judges' guesses hurtful? Or were you like rolling
right.
your eyes in
like
there?
When you hear it, you're like, what? Right. you're upset with them?
Not at all. Gosh. No, I didn't even think of that.
The album is coming out early next year. So that's soon. I mean, we're in a couple months. So what's that all about? It's your first new album in 7 years.
Yeah. I took a big break to raise my son. He's 10 now. And then I finally kind of got the itch to do an album. So it's going to be on the pop genre, but it's more soul. I haven't really sung like this or written like this before. So for me, that was really fun. And I'll start touring this summer.
Oh, that's great.
That's great news.
Congratulations, Jewel. It was so much fun watching you this season on Masked Singer.
Well, thank you. I had so much fun.
Raven picks them. Three news stories that are trending today, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven decides which one it is. All right, Raven, here are your choices for today.
Okay.
One, Kraft will pay you $20 not to make cheesecake for the holidays. Number two, woman hires Grinch and he destroys her house.
Okay.
Number three, waitress fired after customer left huge tip.
Oh, I already read that one, and that's nonsense. Give me the Grinch story.
Okay, get ready for it.
And
you're a mean one. Mr. Grinch.
A woman is going viral after she hired an actor to dress up as the Grinch and playfully mess up her kids' beds and throw toilet paper everywhere.
Oh, no. Here's the thing, though, about people in costumes and kids.
They're crazy.
They get freaked out.
No, that's not what happened.
What?
Apparently, the guy took it too far, and he really trashed her house like it was like a Motley Crue concert in 1987.
What happened?
He smashed party cupcakes, smashed eggs everywhere, spilled liquid all over the floor.
That's not cool.
I mean, what? Can you just imagine you go to gigmaster.com?
Yeah.
You're like, let me hire the Grinch. It'll be funny. It'll come, you know, and all is great.
Sure.
You open the door. Oh, look, kids. It's the Grinch.
Right. And then he just comes in and destroys everything for real.
Right. And you're like, stop it.
Right. Right. You're supposed to hold a somewhat neutral face together so the kids don't really freak out. What if the kid gets like a broom handle and hits him in the knees? What are you doing in my house? You know, all sorts of things could go wrong. I thought it was just a case where, like, you know, somebody comes to the window and they're just like a clown or Bigfoot.
No.
Here's the Grinch. And the kid starts screaming.
It's like, well, that's kind of what you get when you invite the Grinch over for Christmas.
I guess so.
It's not like you're inviting Santa. We want Santa to come over and bring our gifts, but the Grinch is a whole different story.
If you stain my burlap carpet, man, it's on. Like, if you know what I mean? It's on. The Berber, you ruin that, forget it.
Do you think he still wanted a tip after?
Oh.
He's like, all right, did it. Did it. I was thinking about it. I'm like, who is the worst character that you could invite to your house?
Yeah. Well, fictional characters are from that world. I'm going to go like Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit old school, but definitely just like, you know, it's like a moving tornado. It comes in and it destroys everything.
I was thinking along the same lines. I was thinking Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Mm.
Like, he can't help himself.
Yeah.
He's lovable and cute, but he's going to destroy your house,
yeah,
just like the Grinch.
I hate cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the moral of the story.
I thought I was so clever last year, Raven. I made... in the kitchen with like flour and water and sugar, these ornaments that you hang on your tree, but you take like my toddler, you put her handprints in there and the footprints in there and all that. And then they harden and they become ornaments. You hang them on the tree.
I'm familiar. I've seen them before.
Okay, except it's food. So when it dries, it's still food. And now I'm hanging food on my Christmas tree. And I have a very, very hungry dog all the time that wants treats.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about a dog is they'll eat no matter what you put in front of them. My cats used to be terrible with the tree. My dogs don't much mess with it. On the other hand, I don't have any dehydrated cookies on the tree.
So I found one broken the other day, and I was like, oh, like, what happened? And I couldn't figure it out, and I assumed it was my toddler that did it. Mm. And then I saw Lila, my puppy, going for the other one. I'm like, oh, she's just eating the ornaments off the tree. What do you do to pet-proof your tree or kid-proof it? Because oddly enough, it's my dog causing the problems, but usually it's the kids. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
So I have all the soft, unbreakable, like a lot of the cloth ornaments on the bottom, and then I have the nice, like, more expensive ones on the top, mostly so my kids can't reach them. And then I have a dog, so my dog can't run away with them and bite them.
Smart.
My wife refuses to remove the temptation. She says, no, we have to, like, every visit from somebody with small children or other animals, because then my dogs get super hype, a process where it could be a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, you know, we just have to roll those dice every time.
Every single year I have a favorite ornament, and then I look at someone, I'm like, hey, just don't drop that ornament. Every single year, someone ends up knocking the ornament down and it gets smashed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm good to lose at least two meaningful ones a year. That's mm-hmm. what I've learned.
And Raven, how do you kid or pet-proof the tree?
So my cat would always drink all the tree water from the stand. So I actually put a few drops of peppermint oil into the water, and that cats like hate that. So, you know, she doesn't go there anymore, and it smells really good. So it's a win-win.
That's a great
tip. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now if you could just put peppermint oil on every single one of the ornaments, because I know they're jacking up your tree regardless.
And on Raven, how did you kid pet-proof your tree?
Yeah, so my wife was super clever. She wanted to keep our kids away from the tree because they kept pulling on the ornaments and just getting themselves in more trouble than they needed to be in. So she wrapped a bunch of presents that had nothing in them and created like a barrier around the tree, and it worked pretty well.
That sounds like great, but if your toddler or your young children are anything like my three-year-old, she would climb over that stuff like she was an Olympic gymnast and do like three somersaults to get to the other side.
If I'm the preteen that lives in the house, like if you got an older kid at some point, then we'd be like, wait a minute, that thing was empty or that was something that we already owned? I wanted that to be for me. Big box. It's a good idea, though.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Vanessa and Dave. Vanessa, what's going on?
Well, we're getting ready to go away for the holidays. We're going to the Caribbean for 2 weeks with our family, and we're leaving tomorrow. And I want to take, we have all of our, you know, Christmas decorations and our Christmas tree up, and I'm taking everything down. I want to take everything down before we go and put it away, because we're going to be away for 2 weeks, and we're not getting back until after the new year. And I don't want to walk into a house with, like, a rotting tree and all kinds of stuff just, you know, laying around and the tree falling down and all that stuff. I like to come home to a clean house. So I am going to take the stuff down now.
Oh, you sound anal like me. That sounds like something I would
good.
Do.
Maybe a little.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people would kind of bring that up. Dave, I guess you're opposed. What's your side of this?
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you for taking your call so quickly on this, because this is really ridiculous and we need to settle it. No, I don't want to take it down because it's Christmas. Why did we put it up in the first place? We were just going to take it down over a week before Christmas. Like, keep the house festive even if we're not there. Like, people could see the tree through our window when they drive by. We just leave it up.
It's interesting. Because I'm anal like that, too, where, like, when Christmas is over, I want everything down the next day. Like, I'm not one of those people that leave the Christmas tree up till New Year's. Like, the day after Christmas, it comes down. And I could see, if I wasn't around on that day, how it would bother me knowing that I'm going to come back after the New Year and I have it all messed there. Is anybody watching the house? Like, who's watering the tree while you're gone?
That's the thing. We don't have anybody coming into the house or anything. Like, the house is going to be totally closed up, locked up. And I don't want everything to just fall to pieces while we're away for, you know, two whole weeks and come home to a complete disaster of, like, the tree, you know, all shedding on the floor and everything, and it's totally dead because it's not going to be watered.
Right.
And it's just going to be, like, the most depressing scene and a huge mess to come home to.
And obviously you're not going to leave it on because, you know, it's a fire hazard at that point.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
People say that, but I feel like that's with lights from, like, the 70s. I mean, LEDs I got, they don't even get warm. Anyways, I mean, it is a Thursday. Seems kind of anticlimactic, right? Taking down the tree on a Thursday before you go on vacation. I kind of get that.
Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Vanessa. You're not going to be there for the holidays. You've celebrated. It's been up now for a little bit. And if what it takes you down tonight, if it makes you feel better that it's going to come down tonight and you're coming home to a clean house, part of me gets that. But they may see Dave's side, too, that how are you going to take the Christmas tree down on the Thursday before Christmas? Like, that seems anticlimactic for the kids, too.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's an interesting twist. Usually people are so concerned about whether you put your decorations up too early, but is there such a thing as taking them down too early? That's exactly what's going on with Vanessa and Dave. They're leaving tomorrow for like 2.5 weeks. They're not coming back till after the new year. They're going to the Caribbean, which sounds awesome, by the way.
Does sound incredible.
Yeah. Vanessa is one of those people like me that she likes everything in order at her house. She wants to take the tree down tonight. She's like, let's just take out all the decorations down and off. So when we come home, we come to a nice clean house, not a dead tree and like having to do all this work.
Dave says that all feels wrong. We're leaving for Christmas. Christmas is still over a week away. You can't take down the tree tonight. Just pull him out of the driveway. He'll be sad if he sees that thing sitting on the curb.
Now, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
We're on the husband's side here. You can't take it down before Christmas. It kills the whole holiday spirit.
Right. It's like thumbing your nose at Santa. I mean, he's going to be like, you know what? Exactly. I'm going to remember this house. I'm going to remember this house this year and next year. They might not be here now, but next year, I'm not coming back.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Vanessa and Dave are about to leave for 2 weeks to go to the Caribbean. The thing is, Vanessa just told her husband, I'm taking the tree down tonight. I'm taking all the decorations down tonight. And he is not on board.
Yeah, I mean, he thinks that she's basically the bah humbug, the Scrooge of the season.
But don't you want to come home to a nice clean house? Why do you want to come home to a dead tree that's going to be there for 2 weeks unwatered? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am on her side, not only for convenience, but for safety. You're not going to be watering that tree and you're going to have it lit up.
Right. I mean, I can't imagine you leave it on. Like, I would never leave my tree on, even if I'm going out to dinner. Right? Am I the only one that thinks like that?
100%.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I was actually all set to call and be the New Year's person, but if they're going away for 2 weeks, that stuff has to come down.
I have to agree.
I mean, it's a tree.
That can't stay up.
If it was out in the woods, even if it was, you know, pine needles coming off of it, I mean, it'd be fine. It's a tree.
Those are the little things that would drive me crazy when I'm away, thinking about my house being a mess.
She's coming home to a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I would take the tree down, leave the other lights up. So if that's, who's that for? That's the woman?
I mean, yes.
It will be a mess. It will be depressing. I think it'll be really depressing.
Nobody wants to do the extra work when they walk in. I mean, you're coming back from vacation. You got a tan. Aren't you relaxed?
No, because you have to get ready for back to your life. The kid's going back to school. You have to go back to work. Like, the last thing you want to deal with is this mess coming home. You just want to come home and then get back to your life.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Vanessa, our audience agreed with you today. What's the big deal? You're not going to be there anyway. If you have the time to take it down tonight, just take it down.
Great. I'm glad that there are other sane people out there in the world. Yes. I'm relieved.
Wow, bunch of monsters.
Sorry, we're taking it down.
I get it, man. It would make me sad dragging it out. Plus, what people are paying for Christmas trees this year, I'd be like, you know, somebody owes me $30. Somebody owes me $30. I only got $50 worth out of this tree.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot up to $2,700. Thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to my door so I can enjoy holiday dinners without hours of prep and cleanup. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. Okay, Carolina, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Carolina.
All right. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Got it.
All right, $2,700. Let's do this. Number one, a hotel chain has recreated iconic scenes from the 2003 film Elf in 4 of their major hotels across the U.S. In the film Elf, he passed through the 7 levels of the candy cane forest, through the sea of swirly twirly gumdrops, and then he walked through where?
He walked through the enchanted forest.
Number 2, Kathy Hilton is back on The Real Housewives after the producers have agreed to pay her demands. She's on The Real Housewives of where?
Beverly Hills.
Number three, according to Zillow, Santa's house in the North Pole is now worth $1 million. What's the Netflix movie and sequel starring Kurt Russell as Santa where you get to visit the North Pole?
The Christmas Chronicles.
Number four, because of a cream cheese shortage, Kraft will pay you $20 not to make cheesecake for the holidays. What popular brand of cream cheese does Kraft own? Despite its name, it was created in New York.
Philadelphia.
That was close. I'll give it to you. Number five, a list of the 25 greatest action heroes of all time include Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, Indiana Jones from Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Ellen Ripley from what movie?
Alien.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Carolina got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Very impressive. Could be worth $2,700. Let's see how I do.
Oh, you would have gotten all 5, Carolina, if you had gotten number 1. All right, a hotel chain has recreated the iconic scene from the 2003 film Elf in 4 of their major hotels across the U.S.
Okay.
In the film Elf, he passed through the 7 levels of the candy cane forest, through the sea of swirly-twirly gumdrops, and then he walked through where?
The Lincoln Tunnel.
That's right.
Scary.
Number 2, Kathy Hilton is back on The Real Housewives after the producers have agreed to pay her demands.
Yeah.
She's on The Real Housewives of where?
Beverly Hills, of course.
Yes. Number 3, according to Zillow, Santa's house at the North Pole is now worth $1 million. What's a Netflix movie and sequel starring Kurt Russell as Santa where you get to visit the North Pole?
Christmas Chronicles.
Yes. I didn't think you'd know that.
I love Kurt Russell.
Number 4, because of a cream cheese shortage, Kraft will pay you $20 not to make cheesecake for the holidays.
What?
What popular brand of cheesecake does Kraft own? Despite its name, it was created in New York.
It's got to be Philadelphia, and I just scored 3 pounds of it at Costco.
Nice.
They've got plenty.
Number 5, a list of the 25 greatest action heroes of all time include Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, Indiana Jones from Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Ellen Ripley from what movie?
Alien, the best movie ever made.
I'm sorry, Carolina. He beat you 5-4 today. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Carolina and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,800 for the Friday before the holiday. Wow.